All right, fantastic. Good morning, everybody. So it is Tuesday, May the 4th, and we want to take a look at what's happening in the markets today. And with me in the studio is my head coach, Mark Hodge. Hey, Mark, may the
Good
4th
morning,
be with you.
Marcus.
It is the day. I always wanted to say this. Anyhow, hey, let's take a look at the markets and see what's happening overnight here, looking at the indices.
Futures markets are down overnight, with the E-mini Nasdaq actually leading the markets lower, down 0.9%, so just shy of a percent. So a little bit of a drop, even though earnings continue to remain strong.
Yeah, it just seems that the markets are consolidating here around the recent highs. So there's nothing really going on. And if you look at a 5-minute chart, let me just pull this up here, then we see just in the past few minutes, selling has accelerated. So this was the overnight session, and we're drifting a little bit higher. And just here in the last, what is it, 45 minutes, it seems that markets were heading lower. But really, not really any catalysts for this news. It just seems maybe some profit taking, whatever it might be. Because looking at the economic calendar, there's nothing going on for today. So if you look at Tuesday, it's actually pretty empty. But if you zoom in, and if I'm bringing in here actually the yellow flagged reports, which should not move the market, then we see that this morning we had the trade balance that was being released. And I mean, it's pretty much in line with the expectations. And the market started dropping well before this. So this is not a report that has been moving the markets here. Mark, what do you think is going on here this morning?
As you said, there really aren't any market moving reports right now, and it could just be a little bit of profit taking. Our earnings continue to remain strong, and here we're seeing tech slide. So last week was the big week for tech earnings. So I mean, the markets need to move. They need to go somewhere. And
Yeah.
right now it looks like there's a little selling going into the open. I wouldn't say it's major. Right, but it's a little more than just a tiny drop into the open.
There's some pressure, but again, I mean, we can take a look at the Nasdaq here because it's sliding a little bit more. So for the Nasdaq on a daily chart here, we're looking at the Nasdaq futures. This is where we see we also have been consolidating here, now moving a little bit lower. It's less visible on the Dow and on the E-mini S&P. So, I mean, key question, is this the beginning of the crash? It's not. Okay, it's not. So this is just some profit take. Hey, we had a couple of stocks already reporting earnings. So this was Pfizer, I believe, before the bell this morning, right? Or was it yesterday?
I'm pretty sure it was before and they reported better than expected earnings and revenue, and they also said they plan to file for full approval for their COVID vaccine by the end of the month.
Right, and then this would,
They're all
yeah, they
go
also
ahead.
want to include teens. I mean, my daughter is really looking forward to it. She wants it, and it seems that they are looking for a pre-approval, or that they get approval for teens 15 to 17, I believe, that they can get
Actually,
vaccinated.
Marcus, I believe that right now it's 16 and higher, and there was reports yesterday that the FDA is looking at extending that to 12 to 15.
Okay, that's what it was, 12 to 15, exactly. Talking about healthcare, CVS also reported earnings. And for
They
CVS,
did.
also going much better, right? So earnings, yesterday they were already up 1.7%. In pre-market trading, they're up 2%. So also better than expected earnings.
Yeah, they beat earnings expectations with revenue above forecast. And a lot of this was attributed to higher in-store sales, helped out by COVID vaccines, right? The traffic from administering the vaccine.
Well, because that happened to me. I got a vaccination at CVS, and they said, "Well, you have to stay in the store for another 15 minutes." So, what are you going to do, right? I mean, you are in the store. Might as well
Exactly.
did something. I think I picked up some milk and some toothpaste, so I didn't
And
go crazy.
Marcus,
But
have you heard of Vaxart?
no, what
The
is
ticker
that?
is VXRT.
Okay.
Speaking of vaccines, So this one was on the move pre-market. How much
Holy
can I run right
cannoli.
now?
Yeah, it's up 19% pre-market.
Sure. So this is a company, they reported positive results in their phase one clinical trials for an oral COVID-19 vaccine. They believe that their vaccines will be just as effective as Pfizer and Moderna. So it might be one to watch.
Oh, that's very interesting. Oh, cool. So, yesterday we had all of the retailers jumping up. I mean, we had Gap jumping up yesterday. Let's see if there's a follow through. Yeah, so Gap up yesterday, 7% this morning, up 0.34%. While the overall market is going down, this is not bad at all. And we also had Macy's up yesterday. So yesterday, 8%, a little bit down this morning. We had Dillard's. We had so we can take a look at Dillard's here really quick, up almost 10%. Then we had Urban Outfitters, so URBN, up 6% yesterday. American Eagle, Nordstrom, Kohl's. I mean, they all gained more than 5%. And this is because, I mean, we just talked about vaccines. It seems that right now restrictions are being loosened, right? I mean, you said it yesterday, in New York. What's happening in New York there?
It sounds like they're looking to raise the caps, lift the caps that they have had on travel and just in-person meetings, and also 24-hour subway service is looking to be added by the end of the month. So it looks like, at least in the US, it's definitely a push to some normalcy, which would definitely be helping the economy.
Yeah, and I heard in Florida, the governor of Florida lifted all restrictions. So apparently, there's no more restrictions on counties and cities. So I mean, obviously, the counties and cities can still place their own restrictions in place, but the governor said no more. Yeah, this is where I thought it was interesting because I think with all of this, people are getting ready to go out again. I mean, there's this go back to the office, right? I mean, the remote work might actually be over soon. So this is where, yeah, going to restaurants, attending social events, going back to the office, people are probably buying new clothes and looking forward to it because we haven't been doing this in more than a year. So that's probably why we see here that the retailers are jumping. So, but this is
Sure.
yesterday. Let's see what happens here today. Right. Well, what else is going on here this morning?
I don't know if you heard, but I saw this story. Robinhood generated $331 million in revenue, according to a Wall Street Journal article, just in the last quarter. And this is triple what it was the first quarter of 2020. So a big jump there for Robinhood, and all of this being the payment for order flow revenue, which is their entire business model.
Yeah, they're selling the orders, and that's their biggest revenue maker. Yeah, and I heard that it was up from 90 million to 330 million. I mean, they're still planning to go public. I think they were planning to do it in the first quarter, but then they had all this negative backlash about restricting trading on GME and other meme stocks, and because of the bad publicity, they decided to push it any further. Have you heard anything? Do you know when they're planning to go public right now?
I don't. I
Now,
don't.
I think they've gone really, really quiet about this, to be honest. All right. Hey, did you hear the news about Bill and Melinda Gates?
I did.
So,
I
Bill and
did.
Melinda Gates are getting a divorce after 27 years of marriage. And of course, they wrote this in a statement on Twitter. And the key question is, what happens to all the money? How are they going to split it up? Do they have a prenup? Because thus far, this is unknown. When was it? 2 years ago, where Jeff Bezos and his wife got divorced. And I mean, what was her name again? Mackenzie, right? I think it was Mackenzie Bezos. Yeah. So she went. She got 25% of Amazon shares. So here we'll see. I mean, Bill Gates don't have has this many Microsoft shares. I think he has 1.6%, but the 1.6% is actually worth $26 billion. I mean, this is not bad at all, right? So Bill Gates is the fourth richest man in the world. And I just saw it the other day. If Bill Gates chooses to spend $1 million per day, if he spends $1 million per day, it would take him 400 years to spend his fortune. Mind blown. I mean, what do you think about this? You can spend $1 million a day and it will take you 400 years. I mean, this is where it is crazy. But let's see how the stock reacts to this. So this morning, we're down a little bit, 0.8%, 0.77% pre-market with Microsoft. I really don't think that it will impact Microsoft at all. It's probably more their philanthropy, right? Because they have a big foundation that is going on
there. Yeah. Yeah, I know that, you know, huge foundation. There's actually that Netflix documentary on Gates and came out.
I saw that there's a documentary. I haven't watched it yet. It's Inside the Mind of Bill Gates. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
It's on my list. I need to watch it. All right.
Yeah, it's a good one.
What else?
So this isn't stock related, Marcus, but I read that the Oakland A's, the baseball team in Oakland, that they are the first Major League Baseball team to accept Dogecoin for ticket purchases. So
I mean, Dogecoin was supposed to be a joke, right?
Yeah, it started, I think, in 2013 as a joke, and it's just taken off with Elon Musk tweeting about it, and it's just kind of funny to see how that's developed. But the Oakland A's baseball team said it will sell a pair of tickets for 100 units of the meme cryptocurrency, which is actually at a discount to what the tickets would actually be. I think it's about half the price right now. But I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, I mean, just in the last month, if we look here at April, then we see it was trading at around 5 cents. And right now, look at this, it is trading at 53 cents. So this morning, actually up, 20% this morning. It's all the publicity. Yeah, I mean, as I said, Elon Musk pushed it. Wasn't it also, what's his name, Mark Cuban, who accepts Dogecoin?
Yeah.
Right? So, this started as a joke, I believe. Let's actually see if we can pull it up here. Isn't it like a dog on a coin? Let's just see.
Yeah.
Let's see what it looks like. Dogecoin. How do you pronounce this?
I think it's Dogecoin.
Dogecoin. There it is.
There's the dog.
Okay. Well, you never know. This is just crazy. This is just crazy. Okay. Let's go back here.
Who would have thought? Stocks.
No, this was interesting. I think yesterday we already talked about Warren Buffett, Berkshire Hathaway, and the annual meeting. So he just confirmed that if anything happens to him or if he's stepping down, that Greg Abel will be his successor. And right now, Greg Abel heads Berkshire Hathaway's non-insurance business. So, I mean, he's very familiar. I think he was even on stage or on the Zoom call. It was a Zoom call, I believe, right, with Warren Buffett this weekend.
Yeah.
Hey, I have one more quick thing, and then I know that we need to go because we are trading live with our mastermind in just a moment. But I want to talk about Verizon because this is so funny. So Verizon is selling AOL again. So Verizon bought actually Yahoo and AOL. When was it? Back in 2015, spent $4.5 billion on AOL. And 4.4 on Yahoo or something like this, kind of crazy. Now it's selling it as a package here for $5 billion. So obviously they're taking a hit on this one. But here is Mark, where I thought, are you kidding me? First of all, Yahoo is still the 11th most popular website on the internet. I mean, wow. This is crazy. But here, wait for it. You gotta get a kick off this. AOL. There is still 1.5 million actual human people paying AOL a monthly subscription fee to get their email. What do you think about this? 1.5 million. I mean, you know that email is free. Gmail, Hotmail, Yahoo, it doesn't really matter. But there's 1.5 million people still paying a monthly subscription to have email. Crazy.
That I would have never guessed.
Okay, anyhow. Hey, we got to jump on another call with our mastermind where we're trading live together. Hope that you enjoyed this morning update here. If you did, do us a favor, click on like. And if you want to see us again tomorrow morning, click on subscribe, hit the little notification bell, because this way you get notified whenever we release a new video and go live. Hey, have a great rest of your day. And for our mastermind members, we'll see you in just a minute. Okay, take care, everybody.
Happy trading.